Okay, well, good morning, everyone. It's good to be here. Simeon, that was a good word. I was blessed by something you said, that the human race was preserved by his obedience. That was pretty, obviously we know those things, but to realize that God takes our, you know, when he speaks to us, that it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Maybe you can turn your songbooks to song number, I think it is 310. I don't know if you picked up this morning as we were singing, but I was writing the songs down as we were singing. And this is a pretty good portion of them. We sang, "The Comforter has come. Be silent, the Master is here. Master, speak, thy servant heareth. Come, gracious Spirit, O heavenly dove." Do we remember what we sang? That was really encouraging this morning, that we invited the Holy Spirit of God here. And we said, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." Come, gracious Spirit. I was thinking of a song this morning along this line. Gentle Holy Spirit. Maybe we can sing this song. Caleb, you want to take it? Let's pray. Yes, Lord, we ask of you today, we ask of your Spirit in song, we ask in our hearts, Lord, that your Spirit would be present here. Lord, we know that the Bible teaches us that if we build of our own, that we do it in vain. And God, we do not want to be here today without you. We don't want to hear anything but the things that draw us closer to you, Lord. And so, Father, we pray that this little bit of time that we have, that we would hear from you. That gentle Holy Spirit would reign upon this place, God. And that hearts would be turned to the redemptive Christ, the one who can heal their broken heart. Oh God, would you just come and just meet with each soul. Mine included, Lord, we need you. We are desperate for revival in our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So this message, I was sitting there last night and I was asking my wife, the Lord, what I should preach. And I felt like it was just one of those nights where it just, your mind was just going in a whirlwind. And for some reason, this verse has came to my mind for several months. And it's just been there. I say it throughout the day, and I don't even know why. But it's been there for several months. And I thought, okay, God. And it kept going through my mind. And I said, okay, I'll preach on this verse. I'll preach on this verse. But before I go into that, I'd like to share a little story. Recently, we bought a dog. We bought a 2-year-old German Shepherd dog, an extremely talented, smart. She was brought here from Germany to be an IPO protection dog. She's an extremely smart dog. She has brains that I haven't seen in a dog. And we wanted a dog. My boys wanted a dog like this. They wanted for whatever reason, they wanted a German Shepherd protection dog. Because they enjoyed the challenge and they loved the skill. And we bought this dog, and this dog did not make it to the IPO classes because it was not aggressive enough. It was not engaged. So the individual that bought this dog shipped this dog here from Germany because of its bloodlines. It was trained. It had its bloodlines was trained to protect and attack. And this dog didn't cut it. It was just a playful little pet. It laid around and they couldn't get it to do its job. It just wouldn't do it. And so they paid a lot of money for this dog. They paid a lot of money for this dog. And so the dog's now for sale, just to go to a home, a pet dog. They paid $30,000 for this dog at 6 months old, and they sold it to me for $1,200. It's a pet. It's done. But something happened to this dog. We got it home. I was playing with this dog. My children couldn't lay in her mouth. They can do anything they want with this dog. Not an issue. I could do anything I wanted with the dog. But one Sunday afternoon, I was walking out. And I walked up to this dog. And she stood up. And she braced her legs. And her hair went up on the back of her neck. And she started to rumble. Mm-hmm. And I said, Thina, what are you doing? Thina. I said, this ain't happening. What's this dog doing? What is this? So I just kept walking closer. Now she started showing her teeth. And I realized instantly, that's it. This dog is gonna devour me. And I'm like, Thina, I'm your master. Wait, what are you doing? But I couldn't get any closer. So I called the trainer and I said, I don't know what happened. Look, I don't have an ounce of buyer's remorse. This isn't one of those calls, but the dog's gonna eat me. And they're like, nah, the dog gonna eat you. We'll be right out, are you serious? So they came out. And so I displayed the situation and they're like, no. I said, should I push through? He said, no. She'll devour you. And end of the story. So I said, they gave me some tips. They said, she needs to understand that you're the master. And you need to try to get her to surrender. Surrender. And so they gave me some tips to do that. Long story short, I said, we're going to try this. But if there's ever a time where I'm uncomfortable with this dog with a young child, I'm probably going to shoot it, or if it bites somebody, or whatever. If it does something, I'm probably going to shoot the dog. And they said, well, if it does something, just call us. We'll take her back. So anyway, yesterday she did something to another one of my nephews. And so anyway, the dog is going back to a 4x6 kennel. Lock him up. That's where she's going to stay. And she could have lived on our little place and ran. She could have done whatever she wanted. But she did not surrender to the master. And I'm like, Thina, you're foolish. Don't do that. But I couldn't get close. She said, I'm not going to let you in. So this morning, I would like for us, you know, this isn't really a story about a dog. While it makes a really good point, I feel. But what about you? And what about me? Who do you growl at? You stop right there. Don't you come another step closer to me. This is my zone. This is mine. Stay back. What about your heart? What about your soul? Is it fully surrendered to the master? Or are there things that you do that? Stop. I trust this morning that it isn't your heart if you're a born-again believer. But maybe you're here today and you have never been born again. Maybe you've been born again and you know that there are things that when the Lord comes to you, you say, No, stop right there. And that's the burden on my heart this morning. Some time ago, I went home, me and my family went home, my dad made some supper, and my boys started rummaging through the attic at my old home place. And they started going upstairs one at a time, and they would just be up there for long periods of time. Dad, you gotta come check this out. Dad, you have to come see what we found. And so finally I get up off the couch and I walk up there. Just a little testimony. And I walk up the upstairs and I go into the attic And I'm walking around and they're showing me all these neat things. And I'm like, yeah, that was mine, or this is hers, or that was. And then they said, show me your room. Where would you sleep? And so I went in and I'm like, sorry, that was it. Anyway, they said, show us where you slept. And so I opened the door and I just stopped and looked at the bed. And I said, these emotions didn't happen to me until I got home. And I just looked at the bed and I looked at the window and I remember a broken man that had fear. He was broken by sin, sitting on that bed, looking out that window, trying to stay awake. Didn't want to go to sleep. Because he thought, if I go to sleep, I might die. I remember the feelings just hit me. And I went home. And when I went to bed, I just broke down crying. I told my wife, I said, those feelings of fear and bondage, they were unbelievable. And my wife says, honey, you've been delivered. You're healed. And I'm like, praise the Lord. But I remember as a boy being broken by fear. Fear broke me. I was shattered. And so the way I dealt with that was I sinned big, because I have got to be able to man up on this fear and man up on this insecurity. I'm going to sin big. Just get out into the public eye and sin and be the man. But I'd go back home to that room, to that bedside, to the dusk sitting, dark coming, and fear and uncertainty and the broken man of sin was all still there. And I remember going to church and hearing the verse that I'm going to preach about today over and over and over. And some of you men and women in here know the verse. And I remember sitting there under heavy conviction. The preacher would stand up and quote this verse. And I would say, oh, but how? He would say, our alle deine verbrechene Herze and our verbindet Irish Schmerzen. Alvy, what does that mean? He will heal your broken heart and he will bind up your wounds. And I'm like, me? He's going to heal me? Our heil alle deine verbrechene Herze. How will he heal my broken heart? So the question today is, do you have a broken heart? Do you have a broken heart? And I don't mean in the aspect of a surrendered heart. I mean a heart that's broken by sin. Do you have a broken heart? I assure you that that preacher, and I don't know who they all were, but they did a lasting impression on me that they'll never forget. Our heil alle deine verbrechene Herz. Young children, he will heal all your broken heart. As you go through life, your heart will be broken. He'll heal you. But how? I remember thinking, how am I ever going to be healed of this long, dark life of road of sin that I'm on? How will I ever be healed? So this morning, I in no way am here to be your conscience. I am simply here to tell you that I am 100% confident that all man and all flesh is the same. Nobody is better than another. Nobody has graduated. Nobody has went to college and escaped the curse of sin. No one. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So this morning, I want you and me to take an honest evaluation of your soul and your life and put the meter that they plug into the bottom side of your vehicle. Many of us know what, when something's broken, it's broken and we don't like it broken. Amen? We don't like stuff broken. I'm the type of person, if it's broke, we gotta fix it. We gotta fix it. And when my vehicle's broke, we got to fix it. What happens? We take our vehicle to the mechanic. Does he just start changing the tire because we said our vehicle's broken? No. He says, what's wrong with your vehicle? And he puts this little gadget up underneath here. And he plugs it in. And then there's just a lot of letters come up. And it says, code 3514. I don't know what your code is this morning. This morning, when that gentle rain of God is falling upon this place, when the Holy Spirit that we want to hear from, amen? We said it today. I want to hear from you, God. When it comes to your heart and it plugs that little gadget underneath there and the code reads 1346, what are you going to do? Please, please don't do that. Yield to that gentle call, God. I don't know what your code is, but I promise you, you have a code. What is the code? Yield it to Jesus Christ, and you can be healed. Friends, that is a message that can deliver the whole world. If they just cross the bridge of full surrender, that's the only way you can be healed from code 1346. I urge you today that if the Holy Spirit is pressing in your heart and you are reading the code, let's stop fooling God and man. Let's not leave this room until we sell out and cross the bridge. You can be free. You can have a brand new life. You can lay on your bed and not look out the window and say, I'm going to stay awake so I don't die. I know this morning there's broken hearts here. I'm sure of it. I don't know how your heart is broken. If it's broken by sin, young man, brother, sister, young lady, sin has been broken. You can cut the curse of sin. You can stop through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can. You can. How many can testify of that today? Amen. Listen, you can. You can. Sin does not have to bind you to eternity. It doesn't. But this morning, hearts can be broken in a lot of ways. If it's sin today, I assure you, you have to cross the bridge of full surrender. Or you will stay broken and go to a Christless grave. A broken man by sin, by pride. I become proud as a young man, real proud, because I tried to gather I tried to be in the center of attention so I could just squash that insecurity.
Just squash that weight. And for those moments, it helped. Because everybody, we were laughing and we were joking and dirty joking. And it was just, whew, you felt a relief. But I was so broken. So this morning, the thing that I want to instill in our hearts is there is a way to be healed. There is a way to be healed. I don't want to come with a message today where you say you can be healed, but I want you to know the way to be healed. There's a way to be healed. I put down a few points that I have found that the enemy tries to break back down and break up things in my life that I need to go back across the bridge of full surrender over and over and over to stay right with God and clear so that there's nothing between us. So ultimately, our souls. I want to start there, and I did touch on that a lot already, but if your soul is broken by sin, if it's broken by sin, there is not another remedy. There is not another remedy for you to be healed, but to fully surrender your life. Maybe you're here today and your soul is filled with immorality. I don't know you. There again, I said I don't want to be your conscience. You know what the code is reading. You know the numbers. You know what they're linked to. And you know the code. Maybe you're just filled up with yourself. Maybe that's the code. Maybe you're bitter. Hebrews 12 says, the root of bitterness defiles. It'll kill. And a lot of times I found, if someone's bitter, they take the victim road. And because of my bitterness, I am who I am, which is actually true. If you don't know that, it's actually true. But your bitterness is not a right to be who you are. It's not a right to be who you are. What I'm hearing in life is I was bitter. And so this is who I am. The only thing to take you from a victim to a victor is full surrender. Yes, I agree, bitterness can make you who you are, but it's not a right for you to be who you are. Full surrender will make you victorious, not a victim. Bitterness, hatred, lust, hypocrisy. Matthew 23 says these men were like sepulchers. They were like mausoleums. Does anybody remember that message? They put beautiful graves in their backyards where they're having a barbecue. They bury their dad in a fancy grave that's polished and it's clean and it's an above ground grave. They don't belong in the backyard. If you're here today and you're living in sin and you're polished, you're like a grave in the middle of a church. God doesn't want that. He wants you to be alive. Alive. Matthew 23 says they clean the outside and they let the inside dirty. If that's the code you're getting this morning, confess your inside. We already see your outside. Confess your inside. It's this that makes a man. It's this that makes you who you are. Your polished grave is full of dead bones. Is that the code you're getting this morning? I don't know your code. But I do know whatever code you get, whatever it is, all you have to do is cross the bridge of full surrender and you can be healed. Amen? Amen. So if your soul is broken and you have never been healed, friend, don't leave today without being healed. You have a broken soul. And just like Phina, I said, Phina, what are you doing? I'm your master. Phina, don't do that. I wanted to pet her. I wanted to stroke her head. I wanted her to be at home. I wanted her to be happy. I wanted her to run in the yard. I wanted her to have free roam of the entire place. But she didn't surrender. And we got to ship her back. Friend, surrender. It's the call of God. These are not my words, so I can freely proclaim them. Surrender. And you can be healed. So maybe your faith is broken this morning. God wants to heal all levels of our broken heart. Maybe you are broken by fear this morning. Maybe you're broken and you're crippled by fear of the future, of tomorrow, uncertainties, feelings of defeat, despair. What's the use? This is how life's going to be. How am I ever going to get over this? How am I ever? There's no way ahead. I'll never make it. Look at what I'm dealing. That isn't God. God wants to do what I wanted to do to Phina. Come. I want to stroke your head. Phina, come. In those moments of fear and uncertainty, I have faced these things. There is no greater peace that whelms my soul when I say in my heart, Lord, the absolute worst thing that can happen to me right now is I'm die. Oh, wait. That's really not so bad. I'm safe. I give it all to you, Lord. It's fine. Full surrender. Peace whelms your soul. The rain of the Holy Spirit of God comes down and He takes care of you. You might have to cross that bridge of surrender all day long, but continue to surrender to Jesus Christ. And soon you'll be out of the desert. Soon you'll be out of the desert. Isaiah says, fear thou not, for I'm with you. The New Testament says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. That's foundational stuff for those of us that have a faith that's broken, that we cannot get a hold of it. God wants to heal you. Same road, same bridge, the bridge of full surrender. We'll find you at a place of healing. You know, sometimes the enemy attacks our homes. Being very open. Maybe you're here today and your home is broken. I don't know your life. Maybe your home is not happy. Maybe it's sad. Do you think God can heal that? Or can He just heal my big sin? I trust today that God can heal everything. Everything. But the reality is, we hide behind it and we say, no. Stay out. Get away from me. When something's broke, James tells us, Just confess your faults. When have we graduated confessing our need? Because we do. We hide behind it and we stay silent and we figure out how we're not going to let anyone know. This is my, I don't want nobody to know this. But sometimes our home gets unhappy and faces are heavy. And there's a sadness. You don't want to live like that. You don't want to have a home like that. You want to have a vibrant, joyful home. How to get it? Full surrender. Full surrender. You cannot have anything that is of God short of a full surrender. And our homes are God's design. It's a harbor that's to be safe. Are our homes made up of smudged tear faces? Broken, broken, broken. All we have to do is cross the bridge. A full surrender. This is who I am. This is what I've done. This is what we're doing. God, deliver me. And He pours the Holy Spirit of God like rain, it says. And He heals. He heals. Let's not let our homes stay in a broken state. If they're struggling, if they're sad, if there's not happiness, if there isn't laughter, if there isn't freedom, if people are running to the corner, they're hiding their sin, they're covering themselves up, they're surrender and make this home a place of sweet, a taste of heaven on earth. That's God's heart. It is the most tormenting feeling when I know that my home is the winds are blowing. Just be honest and go across the bridge of full surrender. Honesty. The Bible says, lie not one to another, because we are what? Seeing that we have put off the old man. Let's take this on into our lives. You know, there is a thing that I hear so much. And this is broadly, not honing in on any specific aspect of our lives, but broadly I hear these phrases. Don't say anything. I don't want everybody to know. Not everybody needs to know this. Well, I'd like to share something with you, but I don't want everybody to know these things. And I understand a level of that. Trust me. I'm not being ridiculous, okay? Some stuff needs to be quiet and stay in the house. I get it. But sin? Is that what we do with sin? Someone, help me. I don't want to. Just don't tell nobody. Sin? We can't. The Bible says if you want to be healed in James, do what? Confess it. And therein lies healing. It is not the bridge of full surrender when it's broken and you say, I don't want nobody to know this. Whatever you do, don't tell nobody. Open your heart, sinner friend. That is the only way you will be healed. That's it. You can long go through life and say, I'll get it mastered. But short of a full surrender and confession with your mouth, that is how you are saved, the Bible says. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Obviously, we're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. But this is a process. We confess the Lord Jesus Christ. We confess our sins. We clean out our heart. We get rid of our junk. You can't say, I want to be saved and not confess the junk in your soul. You have to clean out. That's a full surrender. My desire today is not to create any confusion in your heart. If you're free, if we're free, that's a beautiful thing. And the reality is, we face the enemy, and things break in our lives. For us as believers, we need to stay on the path of full surrender, just surrendering to Christ Jesus. And He'll heal us. He'll heal us. I want to make something clear. I do not hold confession as salvation. It may have sounded that way. That's not what I'm saying. But I don't believe you can be completely healed if you don't clean everything out. That's considered a full surrender to Christ Jesus. And that confession can be, use discernment. You don't have to stand up here and say things that don't need to be said here. But just confess your life. Just open up your life. It's okay if everybody knows I was a wretched sinner. Then you can be healed. That's all I have. I asked Johnny to share us, play a song.